Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm your host, and I am really excited about our guest today. I have Sabrina Runback with me, and after working for 80-plus hours a week in the healthcare profession, Sabrina's workload took a toll on her personal and professional life. Her demanding career launched her on a journey to cracking the code to working smarter, not harder, while finding the gratification to keep her motivated. Like Sabrina, millions of young professionals are using their time off to get to the gym, go to brunch, or happy hour with family and friends, while the rest of the week they're grinding day by day with little personal or professional satisfaction. Now she is on a mission to help those professionals fall in love with their careers again and achieve success, joy, and fulfillment while taking care of their well-being. She believes everyone has the inner ability to gain more control and find life satisfactions. They just need to say more no's so they can say yes to the only things that matter. It is my pleasure to welcome Sabrina to our show today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Belinda. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely. So why don't we take a little bit of time, fill in some of the gaps from your bio, and tell us a little bit more about yourself and a little bit about your journey.
Yeah. So I actually, around when I was 12 years old, I pick up my life, left China, flew here by myself, actually to meet my mom. So I think from a very young age, I just knew you have to work hard to get to a place you want to be, but never was taught about how to work smarter and how to continue to move forward as an individual. So after two master degrees and get myself a medical license, I was in the position that I always dreamed about in a heart and lung surgery. But about 4 years ago, I was operating with a 101 fever and realizing how could my childhood passion working in medicine and living this American dream have turned into such an unhealthy reality. Now, we all talk about eye care values for our patients. But when I called in sick the next morning, my manager made me feel like I was inconveniencing him for just saying no to push on and take care of myself. A few weeks after that, I treat a young man who required his fourth open heart surgery because he had an infection in his heart valve. And he actually did not report these symptoms, thinking they were small and insignificant. And that's was the time that I realized I had issues in my life that I considered small and insignificant. And if I don't take action to address them, then I might become a patient myself. So with a totally changing in a way of going back to my root of neuroscience and public health, surprisingly, what I did my master's thesis 10 years ago on public health was self-efficacy, self-care, and health literacy. What I found back then was no matter what you know about health literacy, the most important part is the higher of your self-efficacy means your confident level about what you can produce, what you can do, then you have actually more activity of self-care that go along with that. And learning, of course, doing my more research from these peak performance coaches like Brendon Burchard and many others to really get down to the psychology of positive intelligence. How do we continue to reboot our energy? Because without the right energy, productivity really wouldn't go far. So if we truly want to be that powerful person in both our career and life, we have to do things differently and not just give ourselves the excuse of, oh, once I'm done, then I can relax. Or once I get to the next phase, then something can happen.
Wow, that's pretty profound. And, you know, in the pre-interview that we did, so before you came here at 12 and then you eventually got into the to doing your master's degree and into the medical field. But you worked pretty hard to get there prior to that. You said you worked weekends at a lot of local flea markets with a lot of broken English. I just think that is sometimes here we just take so much for granted that we just don't realize what it means to really work hard to get something that you really want that's really important to you.
Right. I mean, like working hard is definitely needed because we have to have the grit, right? Which is the passion and persistency. And without the basic grit, we also wouldn't be able to push ourselves forward because then it becomes procrastination, right? Our primitive brain is so used to finding pleasure in life and avoid problem. And that's why we have what psychology calls mental chatter. Most of our thoughts are negative because our brain just scanning the whole world, see what is not working for us, what could be the danger. But if we allow ourselves sitting into the fear, especially in the time of right now with coronavirus, many people got stuck at home and they end up doing two jobs, right? They're still doing a full-time job while being at home and taking care of their family. So even the ones who are single, they still have to make that meaningful connection with other people. And that's what creates fear, is the unknown. However, if we let ourselves sit in here and not take just one small step forward, then we truly feel stuck.
Absolutely. So tell us about your business today. So tell us what you're doing today. And you did mention we are right smack in the middle of the coronavirus. And so tell us about your business today and then what changes you've made to that. And then how has that impacted your lifestyle today?
Yeah. So today I still work full-time in surgery. I do 4 days in the hospital, and then the rest of the time, it gave me the flexibility, the leverage to become a professional speaker and run my own retreat, my own virtual event, as well as helping people, the right people on the one-on-one level. Because now I believe that we all have the inner ability to turn life around and to be able to fall back in love to the career that we initially began. And to do that, we really do have to say no to almost everything so we can say heck yes to the only thing that truly matter. And I broke everything down into three simple steps. And some would say, you know, simplicity doesn't really mean common sense, right? Okay. And of course, so my first step is to say no to vagueness. When we are able to explain our mission, our purpose clearly to other people, then they're more likely to agree with us and support us and help us to achieve those goals, right? Just like as Simon Sinek, his book Begin With Why, right? With all these big companies or personal, even on a day-to-day basis, if we wanted to start a new project, then write a one-sentence purpose statement. And it's not only allow us to then create a North Star to give us a guidance in life on our own path, but also helps guide others on how we wanted to proceed in life.
Wow. So you're still working in the medical field today, but then which you love, and and you are doing sort of a side hustle, which you want to empower others to be able to live their best life. But did you learn how to manage that 80-hour grind so that you could say no to the things? How did you manage that?
So you have to say no to working 80 hours. That's the bottom line. It's that not allow yourself to feel like when you have to say yes to too many things because you feel obligated to someone else, or you felt like you have to do people favors. But when we say yes to all those things that do not align with our core value, that's when we become resentful. Cannot deliver the high quality results you truly can, and break promises with our family, friends, or even coworkers or your patients or your clients. So when you truly understand just like my step one, say no to vagueness. If you're vague about your ambition, if you're vague about who you are as a person, if you're vague about what your core values are and just let everything else externally to sway you, or internally you feel like you're not enough, then of course it's difficult to get to the next level in your life. It's difficult to even dream big because your dreams are being diminished.
Very good. Let's talk about a couple of the skill sets that you think you have, like your superpower, if you will, that have really helped you on this journey of success.
Yeah, so some of my superpower, I think it leads to my second step, is to say no to negative thoughts. It's that I can identify through when I talk to people, when they say something is not working, I find out the root cause of what that is. And a lot of that is our mind playing tricks on us, right? This judgment that we always have, the sabotager that we have in life that continue even from a young age. We see ourselves, oh, we're too young, or like we're too short, or we don't have enough knowledge, or I'm not doing enough, no matter what, right? Or it was healthcare professional, did I make the right decision, right? You're super careful about the outcome that you wanted to achieve, then what you're missing is you haven't even tried anything for your patient, right? Or if you did something, your mind going crazy, uncalculated, on the factor. So one thing I'm good about is really just get down to the core of human behavior. And then other thing I think we also mentioned earlier is that focus. I have this thing where I even on my high five profile was a personality test. Mm-hmm. Focus expert was one of my top two. And because I'm really clear, and I'm also very decisive on how I want to show up and who I wanted to be as a person. So when you're so clear, then things don't really drag me down much because I have a goal that I'm trying to achieve. And that also ties into the self-believer part of myself, is that confidence is not just the skill that we have. Confidence, that is one part, right? The skill part. Mm-hmm. Confidence is also self-love, right? Self-empathy. And also external confidence is knowing that you are okay to ask questions. It's okay to not know everything, but you can ask the right questions to get you to the result or to your answers wherever you want to go.
That's great. You've said a lot of really awesome, wonderful things. That was filled with just a ton of gold nuggets. So thank you. So let's talk about one of your most outstanding accomplishments, something that you've achieved that you're really proud of.
Yeah. So recently I have entered a international speech contest through Toastmasters. So I've been winning my chapter level, my area level, and I'm going to division level end of this month. And my message is my story, how I began, how I overcome these difficulties in life, feeling like totally burned out and dragged down. But many people actually don't need to be in a severe burned out state before they turn their life around. Just noticing things in the beginning, like early stage burned out, is frustration, mm-hmm. brain fogginess. You get cough and cold symptoms. You're always tired, right? Mm-hmm. But people see that just a normal stress, and they're not really taking action to prevent that from worsening those symptoms per se. And it's funny that burnout has been a diagnosable disease nowadays, and it's in the ICD-10 coding for when we are using for diagnosed people.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Well, it definitely is real. I just had also read an article that, you know, stress was one of the largest contributors to sickness and even death last year than anything else. It's like we're such a overstressed society that, and we've put more value on overworking, and I can operate on less sleep. And it was just a really great article that I was reading. And then they were saying, in light of today and everything that we're going through, that this is actually, you know, it might produce anxiety with people and some fear in people, but it has also slowed down their busyness level and the stress level. And because they're just staying put, you know what I mean? And they're not having to go at such a breakneck speed, even for the kids. So it's just, it's really interesting how we have become a society of filling in every single waking moment that we have.
Exactly. And that brings back to my third step, is to say no to putting your self-care last. Because when we are able to take care of ourselves first, then you can give the best of you, not what's left of you. The most common thing is when you go on the plane, right? The first thing the flight attendant talked to us about putting oxygen mask on yourself first before putting on other person. And with that being said, it's the same thing as if you wanted to go on a road trip, you want to fill up your tank first, right? You're mm-hmm. not just going to let it completely dry and then figure out where could it be, where is the gas station in the middle of nowhere. And so it's very easy, actually, for us to get distracted in our day-to-day life when our to-do list just keep adding longer and longer and seems to be like nothing is being crossed off that as frequently as we wanted to. And if we continue to do that and not give ourselves that just a 1 or 2 minute break that we so deserve, and doing the intentional break where you can build your positive intelligence into the neural circuitry and refocus, realign yourself, then we're just going to keep pushing ourselves and draining the entire mental and physical battery, and it's going to be a lot harder to reboot yourself, right? Like, think about yourself. When was the last time you worked a whole day and you go home, you had dinner, and you still feel like super energized, wanted to do something more?
Absolutely. So can you recap very quickly those three steps for us so that people listening can like say, okay, let me follow those again. So can you recap the three steps just right in order real quickly?
Yeah. So number one, we have to say no to vagueness so you can dream big and achieve more. Number two, we have to say no to negative thoughts so you can reclaim your mental power. And number three, say no to putting self-care last. Because when you are able to take care of yourself first, then you can show up and to give the best of you, not what's left of you.
Very good. So talking about one of your greatest accomplishments, let's talk about one of your greatest challenges or obstacles and then how you overcame that.
I think the greatest obstacle was recognizing that I was burned out. I mm-hmm. was constantly complaining. I was feeling like there's never ending. Feel like that if I don't do it, then there's no one else can do it. It's putting myself into a really negative mental state, and come along with that was the frequent illness, the fever, the sickness, the things that because you're, as we mentioned, stress causes anxiety and that causes decreased immunity. So my body was just not functional well. And just to say no to myself the way that I was almost like torturing myself and not realizing it. And that was a big step. And then realizing that there are so many other opportunities or other environments when I try to change my circumstances, my environment in my current situation, and when it's not able to be changed, then I have to change it myself and not be stuck in a place just so I can go along.
That's great. So what does, this is our, sort of our signature question of the show, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
I believe is finding out what your true values and passions are, and then be comfortable in your own skin on how you live authentically every day through everything that you do.
Very good. I think so, too. I think for a lot of people, it means this is the tough question for people, and it means something different for everyone. So I always value everyone's perspective on that. And I think there is that's the important piece is you finding that inside of you. What does that mean? Because I think that's what so many people struggle with is, well, what's it mean to her? Well, what's it mean to him? Well, what's it mean to that person? And I want that. But it's looking inside of yourself and discovering what does that happy place mean to you?
Right, exactly. And it's okay to be different from your best friend, your significant other, from what your parents want from you or your sibling want from you. Because at the end of the day, no one can take care of yourself as how well you can take care of yourself. You know yourself more. And if we continue to be driven by other people's opinions, then we're going to feel that voidance in our inner core.
Right. So what advice would you give to others wanting to enter this entrepreneurial world? And I would really love for you to, first, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but I'm wanting to figure out how to tie this in a nice little bow at the end. But I just want to take this moment right now, because I kind of want to transition here, but to thank you for all the hard work you're doing at the hospital in amidst this very uncertain and trying time that so many of our frontline workers are dealing with. So I just want to personally thank you for all the hard work that you're doing and just being there for people right now. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that. And definitely everybody out there who are frontline really would appreciate all those nice messages.
Oh my goodness, they will. You know, we've just not ever seen anything like this. So for a lot of people, you know, we're dealing with our own issues, but we're also forgetting about how many people are putting so much sacrifice, you know, on the line for all the rest of us. So that is amazing. So you're still working in the health field, but then, which is leading us to what advice would you give to entrepreneurs? So this is going to tie into this, but give us a day in the life. So you decided then to do something you also really enjoy. And I think that that's important for a lot of people to understand is you can be an entrepreneur and not have to give up whatever it was that you went to school for X number of years. I think people really carry this all or nothing attitude in their head. And so many times people won't try things to have an extra side hustle or to do just something completely different than their day job that they just love and that is a different side of them. They think, well, that's what I did. This is what I went to school for. So I have to stay in this profession and I can't really try this other thing. So you've managed to do both fairly successfully. So if you could just speak to that a little bit, like how you did that, what was that transition? What did it look like? And then what advice would you give to others wanting to possibly do the same thing?
Right. I feel like one thing is for sure, it's clarity. Have to find out that when you are stable in your current position, if you feel like that part of you is so wobbling, just to find another revenue to fill the void is not going to heal yourself. So be able to be very intentional about what is that you wanted to accomplish? What's your personal mission? And that's really the very first step is I ask people, yes, what's your core value, but how do you want it to show up in the world? And what does that mean to you to have an ideal lifestyle? If we just keep drive ourselves into achieving another goal, doing another project, these projects are going to be fillers. But if you truly ask yourself, what am I good at? Right? Make multiple columns. So you can start column one, all the skills that I'm doing right now that I'm good at. Second column, of all the skills that I'm good at, what are the ones that I'm actually using most amount of time, right? Let's say 70%, 80%. And then third column, what are the skills I wish I can use more of, right? And so once you have the third column, then you can figure out, okay, if these skills are not being valued, appreciated, or actually used for my primary work, can I then use these skills and dive deeper, make them even more of an expert of myself to create a new business out of that, right? Mm-hmm. And then not to say anything else that you already are good at, not able to complement. Yeah, it probably is going to help you, right? If you're very organized person, if you are very good at keeping yourself on track, because as an entrepreneur, you are the only person who's your own boss. And if you don't have the tendency to be able to align yourself, to be able to not just work and don't take break, or if you take too much break and never got back to what you need to be, right? And the productivity comes into play due to knowing where you need to be and have the grit to get there. Because that's your passion, that's the skill that you have, and knowing that accountability is no longer from external, like our colleagues and whatnot, it's all on yourself. So that could be the difficult part, but it doesn't mean you couldn't do it, right? You can always find a partner, find a friend that keep you accountable as well.
Very good. So in closing, what are some exciting things that you're working on right now? And how can our listeners find you?
Yeah, so one of the exciting thing is I am launching a virtual 3-day challenge for our female ambitious professionals, especially the healthcare professional at this current day and age, where we focus on day one on mindset, right? How do you overcome fear? What is number one thing you need to get rid of to thrive, not just survive in this critical time? And day two is on fitness and nutrition. We have fitness experts and nutritionists, different physicians, acupuncture, integrated medicine people all coming together for this 3-day event. And of course, our last day is we also fear of our finances. So in some way, how do we be more intelligent about our financial status at this time? So these are our 3-day challenge. Each day going to have three different speakers with various backgrounds. That will be happening from May 15th to May 18th.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So that will be something fun for all our female powerhouses out there.
Oh, perfect. 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 Great. And Sabrina, where can people find you?
I am very active on LinkedIn and Instagram. And my Instagram is my phone name. And to thank actually everyone for listening in, I actually have a little free quiz to remove people's hidden roadblocks. And they can access that at sabrinarombach.com/assess.
Very good. Well, Sabrina, thank you so much for being our guest today. You shared so many pearls of wisdom, and I so appreciate everything that you're doing and value your tenacity and resilience in not only continuing to do something that you're very passionate about, but learning to do it in a way that makes you really want to serve, but then helping others in a completely different way that also fuels your passion and makes you more excited about getting up and going to work every day, because that's kind of what working from your happy place is all about, right? So thank you. So thank you so very much. And I just want to remind all of our listeners that if you enjoyed today's podcast, which it was just really filled with some wonderful information, you can go back, listen to it again, take some notes. But I want to remind you to subscribe. That is going to allow you to get the most updated information. And it is also going to allow you to not miss a single episode, which is really awesome. And we appreciate it here. Both Sabrina and I both appreciate reviews. So if you want to drop us a review, we're going to be ecstatic. And again, she has a free gift for you. So make sure that you check that out. So again, Sabrina, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.